Another 5-minute mystery. In a plantation house set in the gloom of moss-covered trees, a woman lies dead. In a nearby room, Inspector James is talking to Amelia Lamb, half-sister of the dead woman. Listen.
Sorry to trouble you, Miss Lamb, but in cases of suicide, we always ask a few routine questions.
I understand, Inspector. Whatever I can do. But whether you believe me or not, he killed her.
You mean Jonathan Ford? But he's been dead 5 years. So unless you mean his ghost has been...
Whatever you call it, Inspector. His ghost, his memory, it makes no difference. The fact remains, he drove Henrietta to take poison.
Well, suppose you tell me about it, Miss Lamb.
Jonathan was our third cousin, and he lived here with us, helping to manage the plantation.
Yes, I met him once, I remember.
He hated Henrietta. Finally, it got so he couldn't even be civil to her. One night, he came in the parlor. He was smiling wickedly to himself, holding out a sharp dagger for us to see. He said...
Henrietta, this knife is going to kill you.
Jonathan, what do you mean? Let Henrietta alone.
This knife's from a voodoo doctor. He guarantees the charm. Tonight I'm going to plant this dagger in that live oak tree down near the crypt. And as the tree grows...
Amelia, make him stop tormenting me.
As it grows, the knife will rise slowly until it reaches your height.
Jonathan, shut up. I won't have this.
And then you will die, Henrietta. Then you will die.
It was the next night, Inspector, that Jonathan disappeared in the bayou. But for Henrietta, it was too late.
Jonathan had already planted the knife in the tree.
Henrietta and I saw it one afternoon when we visited the family crypt. She fairly shook with dread.
But such a thing's only superstition, Miss Lamb.
To you, perhaps, who come from outside these bayous. Here we know what the power of a voodoo charm can be.
So the knife rose higher as the tree grew and...
Henrietta watched it closely. Every week she'd walk down to the crypt and stare at the dagger. Then 2 days ago, in the late afternoon, she came running up the path, screaming and sobbing.
So the time had come.
Yes. So Henrietta knew that somehow she'd die.
And suicide. Arsenic was the answer.
I'm afraid so, Inspector. Now you know why she killed herself.
I'm afraid I don't, Miss Lamb. What you ask me to believe is impossible. Get your wrap. I'm taking you to headquarters for a confession.
What was the clue that led Inspector James to know Amelia Lamb was lying? In a moment, we'll hear the answer. But first... Inspector James.
Under police examination, Miss Lamb broke down and confessed to the murders of both Henrietta and Jonathan. She had disposed of the man's body 5 years before in a nearby quicksand bog. Her story of Henrietta's suicide had psychological conviction, except for one point. You see, a knife stuck into a tree always stays where you put it, for trees grow higher not from their trunks, but from their tops.